Gentlemen, we have been just informed that there's an unknown virus that's attacking all clubs. Symptoms have been said to be heavy breathing, wild dancing, coughing. So when you hear the sound,
run for cover, motherfucker.
Pretty boy, here I come. Pumps in the bump, make you wanna hurt something. I can take your man, I don't have to sex some. Hang him out the window, call me Michael Jackson. I'm a pain in your rectum. I am that bitch y'all slept on. Heavy hit around, spitter, call me rerun. Hey, 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 I'm what's happening. Hypnotic in my drink,
that's right.
Shake your ass till it stinks,
that's right.
Mr. Moe's on the beat,
that's right.
Put it down for the streets,
that's right.
The Dutch, baby. Shake, shake, shake your stuff, baby. Jiggle that fat, don't stop, get it till your clothes get wet. Number one, drums go bump, bump, bump. This beat here will make you boom, boom, jump. If you's a fat one, put your clothes back on before you start putting potholes in my lawn. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I'm under attack like my name was Saddam. I am the bomb from New York to Milan, and I can write a song sicker than Jeffrey Dawn. Who touched my car alarm? Breaking my car, you will hear Viper arm. I've been a superstar since Daddy King was raw. I'm live on stage, come on and give me some applause.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. You all are so wonderful.
Come on, pass the Dutch, baby. Shake, shake, shake your stuff, ladies. Pop that, jiggle that fat. Don't stop, get it till your clothes get wet.
Listen up, motherfuckers. You have 5 seconds to catch your breath. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Pop that, make that money. Just keep it going like the Energizer Bunny. Shift that, shake that, move it all around. Spank that, yank that Dutch back now. Freak him, freak her, whatever your choice. Didn't come to judge, I came to get you moist. Scream, my voice is lost. Can I get a ride on a white horse? Come on, pass the Dutch, baby. Shake, shake, shake your stuff, ladies. Jiggle that fat, don't stop, get it till your clothes get wet.
Pop that.
Pass the Dutch, baby.
Jiggle that fat.
Hey, hey, babes and babies and the rest of you people out there. You are listening to 1.21 gigawatts, and this is Mylene, a.k.a. Malila, here today with a dear, dear old friend, Jeff, a.k.a. Rubric Russell. Talk to the good people, Rubric.
I would try to do my best Rubric voice, but I'm going to have to build up to it.
All right, yeah. Got to warm up.
I got to get the fork on the cork.
You need your props.
Yeah.
Okay,
great.
Cool.
I'm excited to be here tonight, Malila, and playing some jams from 2003.
Jams. That's a technical term for this.
Isn't that a word from the early 2000s?
I think so, jams. Yeah, listening to some jams. We're going to be like DJ-ish today. So we're in 2003. Do you have any trivia nuggets, gems to share with us?
In fact, I do.
You come bearing gifts.
I do. This was the year that the food item formerly known as French fries were redesignated as Freedom Fries.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you feel free and just liberated when
you
eat fries?
You know what? felt like an American when I eat those freedom fries.
Can you sing?
Damn those French.
Yeah. Proud to be an American?
I could, yeah. Yeah. I will sing it as Rupert.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So that's something to stay tuned in for.
Yeah.
Oh, what was our first song, dude?
Oh, yeah. That was Missy Elliott. Have you heard of her?
Never heard of her. Yeah. She must be a brand new artist. Just coming up, right?
She is. She's up and coming.
Yep.
I think she was on American Idol recently.
Must have been. Yeah. From American Idol straight to the Super Bowl.
That's
it's
right.
Pretty quick ascent.
That was Past That Dutch from 2003.
Nice. She's underground, I think. Way is. Underground. Mulling around down there.
Yeah. Someday she'll make a break.
My fingers are crossed for her. She's really talented. She deserves all the success she can have.
Yeah.
Both. Yeah. All right. Nice chit-chatting with Rupert and Malila, but should we play some more music?
Let's roll into it.
All right. We're going to roll and figure out how this shit works. There we go. Some more music. Thank you.
from your storefront cemetery.
The sky, long if you light on the inside.
It's over. No, it's not over. And it's over. And it's over. There we go.
It's over.
It's over. Yeah, we were debating whether to talk over that very last part, but we didn't want to ruin the joy.
Respect the artist.
Yeah, the joy of that creation. That last one was Man Is Not a Bird by Broadcast. And before that, we had Staring at the Sun TV on the radio. And before that, even, we had another song called Date with a Night by Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and we kicked off that set with Such Great Heights, the Postal Service.
Great, great energy in that song. It just, you know, it gets you going.
Oh, it totally does. I had that album on like heavy rotation that year.
As did I.
Yeah. I think if that was an actual album, if I had an actual album of that one, like the grooves would be pretty deep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it works. Well, right?
Yeah, it was. I think that was the year when they came out with the MP3.
That format.
The little, you remember you got discs. Oh, they had the iPhone, the iTunes,
right,
iPod.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we were talking about like pirating music.
Yeah, that's right. Napster.
That was Napster. Yeah.
In fact, 2003 was the year that iTunes debuted.
Oh, it is.
True or false?
I like this little angle. True or false? I would say false. Maybe I think it was a little bit before that, no?
Let's
check that out.
True. Apple launched the iTunes Store in 2003.
Look at you pulling back, serious history there out of the rabbit hat. Well done. Very impressive. That was also the year that you and I met.
That's right.
Which makes it a very epic year.
It was. It was.
The year of absconding our intern duties at
jobs
the
that
DOJ.
Won't be identified.
No. Oh, right. Shh. Quiet. Yeah, but that was the year that we ran out of the courthouse to go surfing.
That's right.
What is that face?
I hear a circular saw in the background. I don't know whether it be to run or lock the door or just keep going.
I think you just keep going, fight or flight. I don't know who would win between you and the circular saw. Flight might be the right instinct for that one. But there's nowhere to go right now.
Back to trivia.
We've got some serious stuff we got to stick around for. This is like very imperative work we're doing, this radio show.
So
we got to stay put.
It's right from the front lines
there
here.
There is a circular saw sound. Maybe it's
power
like,
sander. I can't tell.
Yeah, no, maybe it's... sort of background to music for 2003.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about that year.
Yeah. So 2003, on a less happy note, the U.S. invaded Iraq to destroy the weapons of mass destruction, as they were called.
That actually reminds me of a story. Listen up for this one. A friend of mine who records, or he doesn't record, he has records. Okay. Those are two related words, but said differently, records and records. Hmm. That's interesting. Ponder that one.
Anyway, mind blown.
Digressing. He collects records, and he was listening to this old concert record of Janis Joplin, and she was talking to a bunch of hippies, I guess, in the crowd. And this one hippie was like talking about the past and the future and the present. And she replies back to him. She's like, "Hey, man, don't you know? Haven't you figured it out? It's all the same day."
Whoa.
Talk about mind blown, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, 2017, 2003, same.
Same, yeah.
Same.
Alternative facts.
Alternative facts, exactly.
Which we have lots of.
Alternative facts. Let's just shorten that.
I like that.
Yeah.
It could be like Beyonce's next song, Alternifex.
Oh, Alternifex.
Yeah.
With FAX.
Ooh, yeah.
Because that would be a throwback. A throwback song. Well, okay, I think the people deserve some music.
They do.
After enduring all of that. What do we have up next?
So up next, we have one song.
Buying time, buying time.
And called... Time. Yes, that's right. It's a band called Junior Senior.
Mm-hmm.
And this song will make you move your feet.
Yeah.
right. And that was Little Eyes by Yola Tingo. Before that, we had 1251 by The Strokes.
And that was it, because you already talked about the first song. So
yeah, which...
It's a short list.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good... That Move Your Feet, you can't help.
So for the people listening, he was actually doing some moving.
I was.
You know, you can't... Yeah. We don't have visual, unfortunately, so...
Well, fortunately. Probably not good to see it. Yeah. I think I can dance good, but I don't know. Get mixed reviews from the audience.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
2003, we're still in it.
Still in it. Yeah.
Still in it to win it. You know, gas was $1.83 back then. Did you know that? I bet you didn't.
I didn't know.
I mean, in 2003, I knew that.
Yeah.
Funny how that works.
It is.
What else? Martha Stewart was indicted that year for insider trading.
Nasty woman.
Nasty woman. Not the right kind, but you know. Yeah. It works. What the fuck else happened that year, man? We're just scrolling through the list.
Yeah, well,
all sorts of stuff.
The one I think that lots of people remember, the MTV Music Awards.
Oh, this is really, significant moment in history.
Significant moment in history, a breakthrough moment. You know, the Britney Spears, Madonna combo. I think actually Missy Elliott was involved as this triumvirate of female musicians. But then at the end, Madonna went in for the big kiss on Britney.
Oh, bringing sexy back.
Bringing sexy back. I think after that, Britney shaved her head and checked into a psych ward. So I don't really know.
Maybe she felt dirty.
I don't know. Yeah,
she had to shave it all
maybe
off.
Madonna's breath stinks. I don't know.
Pop a mint, lady, will you?
Exactly.
You've got millions. Billions, even.
All right.
Buy yourself
Can't you
a
afford
tin
some
of
Altoids?
Yeah, tin of Altoids.
Poor Britney. Yeah.
Poor Britney, yes.
Wherever she is these days, Britney.
I think she's put her shoes back on, so she's in better shape.
I think she's a judge on America's Got
on
Talent.
On the People's Court. Because she can empathize with, you know, with a working man.
That's right.
Yeah, she knows the elegy of the hillbilly.
She's been judged.
She has been judged. I don't know. I mean, all sorts of stuff happened that year, I guess. But we're not really coming up with anything right now. Oh, shit. What's his name? Governor Davis.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Recalled.
That was pretty monumental.
I can't remember why.
Recalled, and who was he replaced with?
Yeah.
That is really...
Arnold. The Terminator, who's now...
The Governator.
Another strange twist of fate, right. I guess you'd call it, hosting the...
Fate, Destiny, yeah.
Reality
same day,
show
same day.
Was vacated by our current president.
Oh, so many connections, so many synchronicities. Yeah, it's all the same day.
Gotta say, I love the Arnold, though. I like him a lot more now than when he was the governor. He's, his Twitter account is fierce.
It's fierce. that man is lit. He's so lit. All right. More music. Let's see. What do we have next? Don't Dance Her Down by the Fiery Furnaces.
Right.
And we'll talk about a little more synchronicity after this set.
Drink no more. miles of light explode, drifting off a thing I'd never done before. Watching the crowd roll in, alcohol lights and begins. Feeling in my bones I never felt before.
So I went to the whippoorwill. I said, whippoorwill. over till she comes back to me. I make a sad, make a sad, make a sad, sad song. I make a sad, make a sad, make a sad, sad song.
Okay, let's do this.
Da 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 da. And so I went to the whale. I said, killer whale, please, what do you do when your true love leaves? He said, I only have but one trick up my sleeve. I sing it over and over till she comes back to me. I make her sad, make her sad, make a sad, sad song. I make her sad, make her sad, make her sad. The hardest thing in the world to do is to find somebody believes in you.
That was Sad Sad Song by M. Ward. Before that, we had Golden by My Morning Jacket and Don't Dance Her Down, Bows by Fiery Furnace.
Nice. Rupric is starting to sing.
Rupric is out.
Yeah, so, that... Oh, well, you were going to say something.
I was just going to jump right into the trivia.
Oh, nice. Yeah, well, I have a little bit of trivia. Can I share? Please. Okay. That was a nod for you listening people who can't see what Rupert is doing in the corner. Fiery Furnaces. So the quick, like, connection there, we actually ended up playing Eleanor Friedberger, who's the one half of the Fiery Furnaces duo. It's her and her brother in that band. And we played her, I think, a few weeks ago for our 2016 episode. And she is solo now. But back then, she was doing good shit with her brother. And a little bit of my inspiration for my bangs.
Nice.
Yeah, I was admiring her bangs and having a little bit of a bang crush on her. So... that's it. It's really not important at all. But
Rupert has bangs.
Rupert does have the prettiest bangs of all.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I think, we should roll into the music. We're going to end things with Outkast, such a seminal album that year, Speaker Box and the Love. Fill in the blank, Rupert. Put you right in the poop seat there.
The Love Below.
The Love Below, yes.
And this is a collaboration, which
yes,
is nice.
With Miss Nora Jones. Yep. Take Off Your Cool. And after that, we're going to play Radiohead with Punch Up at a Wedding and signing off musically. So here we go.
Cool. I wanna see you, I wanna see you.